Good afternoon, everyone. This is my third podcast. I have my same three guests.
Asia.
Bianca.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Janae.
She always gotta be the extra one. So, today's topic is relationships. So, my question is, what is your idea of a perfect relationship?
Well, I feel like, personally, there isn't really an ideal relationship. It's just a relationship. It's something that you make with someone and you just hope that it works out and goes the best.
So you don't have
expectations?
Yeah.
What, on relationships?
I feel like everybody has expectations.
I mean, yeah, but ideal relationships, like he says, perfect ideal. Nothing's perfect. So how can you have a perfect idea of what you
want? I mean, but people still create the perfect man, and they haven't met one. So, like, you create perfect things in your mind. Just because it's not perfect in real life doesn't mean you don't create it.
But then when they fall short of those perfect, then you get upset because they fall short.
That is why I said your idea.
But that's different because like creating your own ideal is you creating it. Like, it's nothing wrong with you creating your own perfect ideal of anything.
Okay.
But it's wrong when you start putting it on people without them knowing, like putting your opinions on somebody.
Putting
like,
your
expectations. You're supposed to be my perfect man, and you're supposed to have, you know, the body, the attitude, and stuff.
And
that's
you
wrong.
Never let that person know that this is what you want.
That's wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. It's your idea, not theirs.
You get into the topic of domestic relationships. And there's so many different ways and so many different domestic relationships. There's physical, which everyone knows, but there's also psychological and emotional. So,
even social.
There's social as well, yes. There's many domestic relationships that a lot of people don't seem to understand and seem to know in the world, and always turn a blind eye to a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. Like, just because you don't see a physical wound doesn't mean it's not
abuse.
They turn a blind eye, or they say, you know, just leave them when they don't know the
circumstances.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, some people are so hard for them not to leave.
And then you also, in this society, you raised to as what happens between you and me stays between you and me.
Yes.
You're raised to not ask for help, especially if you're black.
True.
You are definitely raised not to ask for help. Because you don't need a handout. You can do it on your own. Your ancestors did it. You are a strong and powerful person. But even strong and powerful people need someone to help them.
So, does your question go to like all types of relationships?
Yes.
Okay.
Like friendships, romantic relationships, family.
Well, yes, I have created my ideal relationships. As far as I go, friendship, yeah, I've created that. I knew what I wanted. And if I could find that would be awesome. But I never, like, pushed my opinions on other people. But if it wasn't, like, ideal, I wouldn't really consider it. It would be friendship, but it wouldn't be something that I cherished. So it would be like, oh, okay, we're friends, but, you know, it would be that high and by type friend.
Yeah.
So
see, my ideal, like you said, nothing's perfect. But my ideal friendship is preferred friendship is give and take.
Yeah.
It's like a symbiotic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you take what you give out. You can help your friend, and then your friend should be there to help you.
Mm.
But that's kind of like in any relationship, though.
Yeah.
But if you're helping them and you're putting 100% in this relationship and they're putting 2%,
that's an issue.
Yeah.
You might want to recognize that because this ain't milk, so you might want to leave.
My ideal of friendship is, it's my ideal. My best friend, and me and my best friend, we have the ideal friendship that I always wanted. Why? Because, like, we know a lot about each other. Like, people thought she was my girlfriend. but she's not. And she was like, she knows so much about me and I know so much about her that we know each other very well. But it's like completely platonic. Like, we just know each other to that extent that it's like kind of like sisters.
That's another thing. I have so, that brings up the topic of, can you have friends of the opposite sex?
It's so hard.
But it can be done.
It can be done. I have tons of friends who are girls, obviously, who are close to me. Like, I remember one time in high school, one of my friends, we were so close. We were best of friends that we always hung out with each other. We were always laying on each other and all that stuff. So people automatically assumed we were dating, but we weren't. We were just friends.
But I think when it goes to that, it depends on people's perspectives. Because I know, like, I had plenty of male friends, mm-hmm. like, back in high school. But it's, like, it was different because they were so, you know, oh, I'm trying to be, like, manly type stuff. And, like, once people start questioning, they started questioning it, too. And I'm like, no, I never gave you signs that I wanted to be something more. We were friends.
Yeah.
And...
Like, that's a problem. Because it happens to anyone. You always are friends with somebody, but then someone else puts the idea of, oh, this could be more in your head.
Oh my God, it happened to me. I'm so sorry. I'm related. Keep going.
It happened to me, too. Your roommate made it happen to me. Got a whole crush on this person. Got over it, thank God.
But
your roommate don't need to talk.
So I had... And for me and him, we was so good friends. He is so cute. And he ran track. He was my best friend. And my friend's like, oh my God, y'all be a perfect couple. And started putting stuff in my head. And then we dated. That relationship was trash. And now we don't talk anymore. Because people were trying to say we look good together. So we decided to try it. And that made me so mad because he was such a good friend. My ex here was my friend. And then he decided to think it was more.
I mean.
And then. It happened to me in elementary is when I had my first girlfriend.
Aww.
Yep. We were best of friends. And then people were like, oh, y'all look cute together. And she liked me.
Are you kidding?
But I only saw her as a friend.
You broke her heart. So you forced yourself to date her.
Oh, I didn't. Like,
not well, forced, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, I dated her. But as when I was dating her, I started developing actual feelings for her. Because she's an actual sweet person. So, we broke up. And it's funny how we broke up. I just moved and I didn't tell her.
Wow. You were the one that got away.
So,
I
was in Houston. And then legit, my mom was like, okay, we're moving to Baytown. This is when I first got my phone. It was just one of those little stick phones. So... I was not familiar with texting the way I was now. I had her number, so I could have called her or texted her, or we went to the same school.
Like, yeah, I'm moving.
I could have told her. But it wasn't solidified until the summer. Because my mother loves to say, we're moving, we're moving, we're moving. And we don't move. So it wasn't solidified until the summer. So I was just like, oh, we're actually moving. And then I lost my phone. So legit.
That is a relationship ruiner.
I lost my phone while we were moving because I accidentally packed. When I pack shit, I just put everything in a box and just move. So I packed it, and we moved. Found my phone when we're in the new apartment, and it's dead. And I'm just like, well, you know what? Maybe she'll just get the hint.
Oh my God.
Got a new phone. So lost the number.
Back in the
had
day,
no clue where. She
when you
is.
Lose your phone, that's horrible. You ruin relationships, you miss friendships.
Mm-hmm. But to this day, I still, when I'm packing shit, I still pack my phone in my suitcase. Like when I was going on my business retreat over this semester, and I was supposed to be downstairs waiting for the bus, I packed my phone in my suitcase. So people were calling me, and I'm just like, well, I guess I'll just sit here until the time comes. Good thing I had my Apple Watch. Because I had no clue where the fuck my phone was and who was messaging me. I found my phone. I'm like, sorry, y'all. I packed my shit by accident.
So, does anybody have an idea of a perfect social relationship?
Social relationship?
Yes. Social Well, it depends on what you see as social.
What do you see as
what
social?
Is social? Give me an example.
Yeah, some people define social as social media or outside. Because a perfect social relationship is kind of like...
In wouldn't social, it be like friends?
It could be relationship too.
I don't know.
But a perfect social relationship would be kind of like...
I wouldn't say it was friends because wouldn't it just be people you just like speak out... You speak to like
high and by and occasionally have a conversation with them?
Or like y'all only speak to each other when y'all go do stuff.
Those relationships.
Social.
My idea of a perfect social relationship is more than just hi and bye. You don't just walk by me and say hi and then bye and expect that to be a relationship, because that's not.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put some effort. You have to get to know me.
But people do like have those relationships.
Yeah, I consider those
acquaintances.
Acquaintances or people that I know, but I don't.
Yeah, you're like, know. Oh, I know her.
Like I know of them.
Yeah,
but I don't know them.
I get that. Okay.
So.
I don't think I have an idea of it. I really don't care for relationships like that. Eventually, I'm gonna stop saying hi to you because, like, we never had a conversation to just be like, oh.
Funny thing about me, I don't pay attention to my surroundings. So if I walk by someone I know and know. Either know of them or I don't know and we're actually friends and I just walk by you and don't say anything, most likely because I didn't see you, because I don't pay attention to my surroundings, or I have my headphones and I'm trying to make it to class.
Honestly, I have tunnel vision when I walk.
So. I'm awkward, so if I see you, I probably make eye contact with you and be like, should I say hey? But I don't remember their name. Mm-hmm. So, like, should I just, like, walk past them and then we walk past each other, look at each other, and I'm like, damn, oh well.
think I'm rude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not mean.
I don't know how to interact.
I have those instances too. I'm like, I'm looking at them, they looking at me, I'm just like,
and we pass each other yeah.
And then I get a text message later, so you don't know how to talk. I'm just like, you didn't talk either. Yeah. Communication, a two-way street.
Yeah. I've been expecting them to say hey first. Well, if they say hey to me, I'm saying to them. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't like relationships like that because it's very stressful. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh.
It's like forced sometimes.
Yeah.
If I'm not comfortable with you, but I'll be feeling bad when they say hey to you, and I'll be like, oh, hey, I didn't expect this, so my hey was late. Yeah.
But
I want to bring up a subject about communication in a relationship. Like, in a relationship, family, friends, romantic, do you just start off a conversation? Do you start it off or do they?
Bro, I am a loud talker. I mean, I talk a lot. So I'm gonna start off something.
Does it matter, like, is it like serious conversations?
Any kind of conversations. Like, are they always the one initiating the conversation or are you always the one initiating the conversation?
As of recently, when I have told my mother of my sexuality, I was the one that started the conversation because I didn't think they was going to ever bring it up.
Uh-huh.
I knew they was, like, questioning the fact, but they probably was never going to be like, hey,
I've learned that over Thanksgiving break, my family has no clue of my sexuality. They keep saying, oh, when you going to get a wife? I'm just like, I'll date whoever I like.
Okay. So, going back to that question, Kurt, it brings up the conversation. I feel like you can start off by bringing it up all the time, but once you don't get nothing back, then yeah. I'll sort of die down and wait for you. Because I'm putting so much stuff aside, keep starting the conversation, and I'm like, feel like I'm bothering.
Communication is a two-way street.
Yeah.
So, a two-way street, you communicate, they communicate back, but someone has to start it. If I'm always the one starting it,
it feels like you don't want
to
talk to me.
You don't want to talk to me. It's a street that you don't want to travel. And if it's a street that you don't want to travel, then we might as well shut the street down, tear it up, and make it a dead end. Because
I'm with you. We on the same page. Like, man.
If I'm putting in 100% into this relationship, I would expect at least 100% or more back from you.
Ooh, preach.
I don't always want to be the one who always starts the text messages.
Start the text,
I don't even
call,
want to be the call.
Check upon anything.
Like
you need to do.
There are friends who I walk by, I consider them close friends, and they don't say anything. I'm the one that's like, hey, what's up?
Well, with my failing friendship that I thought was a friendship now, that I found out is no longer, I don't know what the fuck it is. But yes, like that person decided to blame all the communication failure on me, and I was like, "Oh, sweetie." Well, at first I was being understanding because I like I really valued the friendship, so I was like, "I'm gonna be understanding and like listen or whatever." But the second time that we had a conversation about it, I was like, "Oh no, what we not about to do is be like, oh Asian, you don't call me. Oh Asian, you don't text me. Asian, you don't hit me up no more." I was like, "Oh, my phone bill is paid. Like, you can come contact me too.
And then you only want to talk if you got a problem. Like, come check up on me. Like,
look,
we can talk.
Even if you start that, I got receipts of me starting the conversation of me calling you. Our phones now, you can say incoming calls and outgoing calls. Yes. And if all my calls to you are outgoing,
I decided to be a good person and be like, you know what? I'm going to say what I have to say, and whatever happens, happens. But at this point, I don't know what we are.
See, good friendships, good friends know how to do two-way street communication and not just three-way street communication. Like, you communicate to them and then they tell someone else and that person tells you.
Yeah, and then it gets back to you and then you're just like, how'd you find out?
So another question.
Or the fourth street communication, when you're talking to someone else or you're talking to them and then they spread it to other people and then it just spreads all over the place and it's just like, oh, no.
So another question.
Shit.
Oh,
fuck. Never mind.
I'm done. Keep going. I'm sorry. I forgot the question. It was such a good question.
But, all them roles of communication when it's just supposed to be me and you, A, B, conversation, C and D need to get the fuck out, get their own Kool-Aid. Okay? So... that's one thing. And then another thing is relying on each other. In a relationship, you always rely on each other. You always have that one person's back, and that one person always has your back. Like, me and my close friend, Tamisha, known her. First friend I ever met in college, we met during orientation. We became orientation leaders together. We were always... close friends, and we have that good communication, and I love that. I'll text her, she'll text me. We always rely on each other. So
that's like me and my best friend. Well, she's in Louisiana right now, but like even if we don't talk for a bit, we always try to like make sure we check up on them. We probably wouldn't talk for like a couple weeks or a month, and then we'd be like, oh hey, haven't talked to you in a while, but it never like changed. Even though she moved, even though she's like in a different state, our relationship has never changed. We can always just like jump right back into it. So like that is really, I really cherish that. And that she, what me and my best friend have is like my ideal relationship, period. Cause like if I can have that with like a significant other, that would be really awesome. Because I mean, we're on the same page, like no matter what, like, tries to get in the way.
And then...
you have a full understanding of me.
Another thing with relationships is you have to fight for them. Even friendships, you still have to fight for them. But, one perfect example... you can't just let one little roadblock stop the relationship altogether. One perfect example, my other best friend... my other best friend, Bri. The first time I met her, we were... I called her a bitch.
Wow. And was it like a fun bitch or like, bitch or bitch?
Okay,
or
so the story... bitch. The story is, we were playing Monopoly. Oh. And I am very competitive. So she landed on my property. I'm like, bitch, hand me my money. After I called her a bitch, she didn't know me. I didn't know her. We just not met. So she was just pissed. So she just wanted to end the game. And then she legit told my best friend, Tamisha, I never want to see him again. But we moved on and past that. I'm still completely shocked. I didn't even remember the story. She told me the story. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Okay. Got a question. Do you think in your relationship you gotta talk every single day for like a good friendship or like a friendship in general?
I mean,
or a relationship, period.
You don't have to talk every single day because that brings up in a relationship. I know this one relationship where they see each other every day, talk to each other every day. They forget about everyone else. And it's annoying. Because you can't just put all your effort into one relationship and then let your other relationships die. Pretty much. Me and my friends, we love my friend to death. But this person needs to know when to let things go. This person just got in a relationship. This person had always told us when they get in a relationship, they will be like, they will kind of forget about us, but still try to put effort. But now that they're in this relationship, we see that we don't see them a lot more. And every time when we invite this one person out, their significant other has to come with.
I have a question. So, like, what if, like, y'all was friends, like, it was a group of y'all, and the part, your friend, like, friends date friends. You get it?
Yes.
So
then that shouldn't be a problem, because you're a group of friends, so y'all were already friends. Y'all were already hanging out. Y'all were already together.
See? Yeah.
So when y'all get together and y'all hang out even more, it shouldn't be a problem because we're all friends.
Exactly. That's what happened with, you know, my ex-friend or whatever friend she is right now. Like, when we started dating, we were all friends. I met her through friends, and, you know, we were hanging out as friends before this. So people, the fact that they was like, oh, it's going to change, it's going to be awkward, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, how?
You only make it awkward. It's only awkward when you make it awkward.
And the fact is, it was like, yeah, it's going to change for us. It shouldn't have to change for y'all. Y'all not in this. But they was like, oh, it's going to be awkward. I was like,
help.
I don't get why.
Nothing.
And, like, when I be with y'all, or you, or Raquel, or anybody else, they don't have a problem with being with both of us. Because she's still friends with you and her and other people. Because
I've made friends with you, and I made friends with you. So y'all being together really doesn't affect my life, because y'all were already in my life.
Thank you.
God. It's just something else to talk about, to joke about. I'm joking about it. Something else
but,
talk about.
Now, the situation with the other friend, she just bringing this whole other person into our friendship.
I get what
and
you mean.
I don't mind having new people in our friendship. It's just...
Are they awkward?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm with one.
You can't baby your significant other into our friendship. You know how our friendship works. You know how our friendship circle works. You know how all of our personalities are.
Honestly, if it's
you
rough,
can't
it's rough,
baby
you better say
them.
That.
So, this... My friend's significant other... They are very reserved and very quiet. They keep to themselves, which is not a problem, but still, we've known of y'all and we've met and hung out and talked to this person multiple times, and yet this person still feels
awkward
around us.
The vibe being good. You match my energy.
Okay, that's a different topic. That's a whole different
thing. I can rant about this, y'all.
No.
But
you know what?
We gonna end it.
We're gonna circle it back.
We're gonna end this. So, thank y'all for tuning in for my third podcast. Once again, my name is Makai. Thank you for coming.
I'm Janae.
I'm Asia.
I'm Bianca.
And we will see y'all next time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
Deuces.